You're listening to WPSU's StoryCorps Lock Haven. WPSU is traveling to towns across central and northern Pennsylvania to collect oral history recordings. In Lock Haven, we paired with a college journalism class and had students find someone interesting to interview. Today, Lock Haven University student James Harkness talks with fellow student Stephen Pasiak about his recent motorcycle accident.
So what exactly was going through your mind just before colliding with the truck?
It was a weird thing because I saw the front of this truck and it was scary for about half a second, and then I was actually at peace for a second, and it was a weird, weird feeling that I've never felt before. I was actually expecting to die.
You slide into the pickup truck, you fly however many feet into the air, land on the ground. What's the first thing going through your head after realizing what just happened?
Honestly, James, I was surprised I was alive. I was ejected 130 feet away from the impact site. I tried to stand up, and all I saw were two people running at me, and they're like, get down, lay down on the ground. You were in a severe accident. All I knew is that my bike was laying in pieces on the other side of the road, and I was laying in the mud and trying to catch my breath, and I ended up collapsing after standing up, thinking I was okay, and in shock, I thought I was going to be all right. I was maybe 2,000 feet from my driveway. When I was in the hospital, they explained to me after they took the x-rays that I had shattered my lumbar spine and broke four ribs. They told me that if I didn't get this surgically fixed, I could be paralyzed for the rest of my life. I actually got medevaced to the Lehigh Valley Hospital. They did offer me an ambulance. They said it would be a lot cheaper, but they said my injuries were so bad that if I hit a single pothole, I could sever my spinal cord. I had two metal rods and 12 pins placed in my lumbar, permanently fusing my spine. I then had 7 days in the intensive care unit to recover from this procedure.
So not only was this accident detrimental physically and probably mentally, but what was the financial impact of the accident? Because I'm sure that took a burden on you and your family as well.
Yeah, absolutely. They warned me from the very beginning that based on the looks of the accident, they weren't going to be able to tell who caused it or if it was anybody's fault at all. So all in all, between my surgeons and my stay and all the medications and all the tools and hardware packages, crutches, or torso casts, it all added up to be roughly $350,000. The appeal that I had submitted is being processed, and from what I understand, I most likely will have about a $30,000 medical expense overall, which it's so much better than $350,000,
right.
But what college kid has $30,000? It's definitely a shame for sure. I'm working ways around it, of course, and just trying to make the most out of the situation with what I have, you know.
Thank you so much, Stephen.
Absolutely.
Lock Haven University student James Harkness talks with fellow student Stephen Pasiak. With WPSU StoryCorps, I'm Emily Reddy.